Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dr. Nathan Shelburne. He's the Director of New Student Programs at Baylor, which provides intentional opportunities for students to connect and plug in as they begin their Baylor experience. Well-known programs like Orientation, Line Camp, and Welcome Week inspire students as they begin their Baylor journey and discover their place in the Baylor family. Shelburne, in addition to degrees at Ouachita Baptist and Texas A&M, earned a master's in Student Services Administration from Baylor, and he's with us today on the program. Nathan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we just gave sort of a press release version of what your role is here, but I know there's a lot more to it than that and the why behind it. So someone asks you, what do you do? What do you tell them?
Great question. I truly do believe that I have the most rewarding job. And I see our role in New Student Programs as really stewarding the transition that students are experiencing as they leave whatever context they're coming out of before coming to Baylor and then transition into the university. And so really we think about our why as kind of the foremost thought for us. And so really our why as we think about that is driven by a sense of purpose in helping each and every undergrad student experience a sense of belonging at Baylor. And so our what and our how kind of extend from that core understanding of why for us. So what we really do believe our purpose is to help every student see themselves as really a member of the Baylor community. And so we build what we do around that core sense of identity and purpose. And so we spend a lot of our time preparing for and implementing, debriefing and unpacking programs that really are designed to help that happen. So we spend our time getting ready for primarily programs like you mentioned, Orientation in the summer, Baylor Line Camp, and then Welcome Week. And so really our moment with them is as they're transitioning typically at the end of the spring semester throughout the summer and as they kick off the start of their fall semester.
How crazy are summers for you all when the three biggest events are all taking place?
It makes for a full season for sure. But it's a peak season, and it really is rich for us. But yeah, we are investing heavily for sure.
You know, you mentioned finding his or her identity when they come here to Baylor. And as I mentioned, you've been at Baylor as a student, Ouachita Baptist, and Texas A&M, three different schools, different size schools, different missions in some cases. Mm-hmm. What did those experiences shape you at all in the way you approach that idea of identity formation in a new place?
Yeah, really great question. Very different places, but at the same time, each of those three schools, I think, does a great job of providing really rich, substantive student experiences, albeit in some significantly different ways. So, yeah, my undergrad experience was at a small school of about 1,600, where I lived on campus all 4 years and then came to Baylor for grad school and did a master's degree here and kind of a mid-sized institution, but still faith-based and an opportunity to explore what higher ed looks like, still in a Christian university context, but obviously a much larger setting with graduate programs and Division I athletics and a lot of those kinds of things. And then at Texas A&M, which is a whole other type of place and, you know, pushing probably 60,000 students by now. And so, but truly each of those experiences, I learned a great deal. Texas A&M, one of the things that I take away from there is they have, if you're familiar at all with Texas A&M, you know they have a really thick student culture, a really thick former student and alumni culture and really strong engagement.
You talk about a distinct student culture. Certainly Welcome Week is one example, one avenue for students to learn more about that culture and become part of it. How much appreciation have you developed? You know, you, like me, went here for grad school, but not for undergrad. How much appreciation have you developed for that undergraduate experience here at Baylor through the work you've done?
Yeah, it really is unique. So same use of that word again, but I really do think that what Baylor offers is very distinct. And so I think the opportunity to engage students in such rich, strong legacy and history and tradition that Baylor is well known for and does such a great job of truly throughout the entire undergrad experience. But to layer that on top of this really strong sense of compelling vision for what we hope students are becoming and what we hope we're sending them out of here to be lights in the world and to be able to kind of meld those things together where they get such a depth of experience across the board, and things that they can really look back on and have a lot of pride in, and where Baylor has been and the things that Baylor has meant in the past, but also think about what that will enable them to do in their own futures, I think is really exciting.
We are talking to Dr. Nathan Shelburne, Director of New Student Programs at Baylor. And Nathan, you know, college is a four-year journey, so many different steps along the way. What is it about being a part of those very first days, those first steps in a student's college experience that really speaks to you, that motivates you in the work you do?
I think it's a really unique opportunity for us to set expectation and to be able to sort of inspire students for what we really hope for them long term. And so I think we have the opportunity in a lot of ways to really frame what the Baylor experience can be. We have the opportunity to in many ways represent the entire campus community in those first pivotal days, weeks, months. And so it's a unique opportunity and a unique challenge to say, how do we take all that is the breadth and fullness of the Baylor experience and try and condense it down into a couple of days, or, you know, 4 days, or whatever the case may be, whichever program. But that's really an exciting challenge for us, I think, to identify what are the hallmarks and what's distinct about Baylor, and how do we encourage students to really be mindful of their presence and their place in the community, and all the and how do they take full advantage of the opportunities that are before them. So I think, you know, one of the things that we enjoy most is that can't happen just from our team. We are incredibly dependent on great partners across the campus to be able to join us in that work, and to be able to say, how do we invite and introduce students to all that can be within their Baylor experience, and that absolutely includes truly hundreds of people across campus, whether it's faculty or staff or from so many different departments. And so that's one of the things that I enjoy most about the work that we get to do, is it's kind of a full court press in some ways to really welcome them well and support them well.
You know, you mentioned campus community. You've got the parents network. Mm-hmm. You've got athletics. I'm sure every different department on campus in terms of majors and minors. What stands out to you as you work with the breadth of campus departments and offices as they all come together, kind of with your common purpose?
Yeah, we get to be uniquely positioned to try and, in some ways, get all those folks headed in a similar direction. But I think what consistently stands out is the eagerness to do that and to be part of that experience, to be part of that vision for welcoming students well, and welcoming parents well, and welcoming the loved ones of students as well. That really does take that full support, that full network of support from the student's family, but also here on campus, and to be able to kind of help transition students into that network of support here, I think is really exciting. But
do you have a sense of how pivotal those early experiences are in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, you hear about students, some who are homesick and scared when they start, and then they find that moment where mm-hmm. they plug in and they're just a part of the community and could not imagine anything differently. But, you know, for each student, it's different. Do you get a sense of how pivotal those early days are and the impact that programs like yours can have in, as you said, shaping the formative Baylor experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And research consistently suggests that the first 6 weeks or so are particularly important. And as you mentioned, students are going through a lot of change, a lot of transition. And so on the one hand, you've got what they're coming out of, and just leaving what they've known is significant on its own. So don't even think about yet the part of what they're stepping into, but just the fact that they're leaving something that's familiar, that's known. You think about their high school and all the successes and identities that they've built around that community there, and all the ways in which they're known there, and they're saying goodbye in a lot of ways to all those things, and they're closing some doors, and they're turning a page on friendships that have, for many of them, been, you know, the only friends they've ever known if they've lived in a place a long time. And so even just the departure out of that is really significant. And then you add on top of that, the next phase of that is leaving home and going somewhere new and starting over in many respects for them. And so as they think about living with somebody that perhaps they don't know, and trying to think about doing laundry for the first time, and all those different things that are, for many of them, really significant new undertakings, truly those first couple of weeks and those first 6 weeks in particular are really, really essential. And so just like you said, part of what is so important for them is to be able to see themselves as part of the community. They have to really believe that that they can see themselves here, that they believe that they're kind of in alignment with the place and that they really fit in a lot of ways. And so that happens right off the bat. And they start to make judgments about whether that's happening or whether that's not happening immediately from their first time to visit campus until they move into their residence hall and they start to go to class for the first time. All those different things present sort of a series of opportunities to evaluate Do I think this is the right place for me? And so they really are so incredibly important those first few days.
We are talking to Dr. Nathan Shelburne on Baylor Connections. He is the Director of New Student Programs at Baylor. And what are some of the ways you talk about those opportunities to help them see their place here? What are some of the ways you intentionally do make that happen? You intentionally help them find their place here at Baylor?
Yeah, so we part of that is we have to be clear on our end of what we think our role and opportunity really is. So we recognize that while we have a critical role to play in students' transition, there's also a full Baylor experience ahead of them that we are really in many ways setting them up for a successful trajectory over the long haul. And so we work to make sure we're clear on what we stand to have the most impact on. And so in our work, particularly with the summer leading up to their first semester, our hope is that they are beginning to see themselves really as members of the community at large and that they're beginning to find individual relationships within that broader community. So we're big fans of Dr. Darren Davis. And one of the things that he has said over the years that's really stuck with us is the idea that community is great, friendship is better. And so that's one of the things that we really latch onto in our work, especially with Baylor Line Camp and Welcome Week, is that we are hoping that students, that there's space that's made available for students to really begin to make actual friends, where it's not just community in the abstract, but it's true relationship with other people. And so that becomes a really foundational part of their ongoing success. And so there are lots of signature moments, I think, throughout our programs that also serve as kind of markers of their transition and of their joining as members of the community. So whether that's the trip to Independence at Baylor Line Camp, where they get their Baylor Line jersey and they recognize the history and the tradition that's part of Baylor's really strong identity, and that they really are joining that. They really are part of that rich tradition and legacy. And then throughout orientation, even the little things where they get their student ID card that has their name on it and Baylor University, and they walk away with their class schedule, and it's becoming real for them in tangible ways where they have something to show for coming here. And it really is not something that's off in the distance in the future anymore. They're taking real steps toward making that happen. And now they know people and they've met people and they can see themselves in a particular classroom, in a particular residence hall. And so all those things become really important markers and of that overall transition that they're making. And then at Welcome Week, there's a number of really significant events that happen in addition to the small groups that they're a part of, where they're building those relationships. But they get a chance to join all the other members of their entering class together and start to form that class identity, which is really important as well. And so they have opportunity to participate in things like academic convocation, where they are being sort of oriented toward the learning atmosphere here, and to be able to say, hey, here's what we really want for you as a student and as a learner. And you're joining a part of this community of scholars. And then opportunities for things like the Spirit Rally, where they're celebrating what is unique about the Baylor community. And this year we implemented or introduced an entering class photo where we took a class picture of everybody together. And again, just sort of markers of this broader sense of community that you're an important part of, and that also is in many ways bigger than us individually, but that each of us has a really critical role to play.
What are some of the ways that during Welcome Week, you know, it's those last few days before classes begin on the first Monday of the semester, what you talk about building friendships in addition to an affinity and just a broader sense of community. What are some of the ways that you try to help build those friendships and also taking into account the students they're going to be around, students they'll be closest community with, trying to build friendships in that way?
One of the things that I think is really special about Baylor's first year experience in particular is that almost all students are required to live in a residence hall. And that becomes one of the foundational parts of their overall experience and where they do begin to build really strong senses of community and relationships. And so this year we actually made a change to forming those welcoming groups based on where students live. And so they were already forming those communities even throughout Welcome Week in times with their small group. So every student is placed in a small group with typically two returning students who are leading and shepherding those small groups throughout those 4 days of Welcome Week. And so they really are not only getting to know people throughout Welcome Week, but they're setting the foundation for those relationships that will carry on through the first semester, the first year, and potentially beyond. So there's opportunity for those to really go kind of deep in a lot of respects because they're spending so much time together with people they will continue to see day in and day out. And so that's something that I think is a good example of close partnerships on campus as well, that we work closely with our friends and colleagues in campus living and learning, who are the ones who are overseeing the residential experience, but that we recognize an opportunity to kind of undergird and come alongside the strong community that's being formed there and say, hey, we think that we can help kind of supplement and get these experiences started and strengthen them even more fully on the front end by helping to build those relationships in deep community all on the way throughout the Welcome Week program. So that's one way, just the nature of the small groups and the way that they're formed. And then there's a neat mix of experiences, whether they're helping students find a local congregation and church to connect with, or enjoying just really social fun activities where they, again, are enjoying, if they're playing board games or something with other students, but there are lots of moments to just come together to begin to form those relationships. There's a really fantastic worship service that kind of culminates the Welcome Week experience that's led by our partners in spiritual life. And so a chance to worship together as new students and as a community. So lots of really neat opportunities that are presented throughout Welcome Week, I think, to begin to form those relationships and to serve as pillars of what represents the overall Baylor experience as well.
Is there a favorite moment for you, whether it's orientation or Welcome Week or the Aura during line camp? Is there a favorite moment for you that just really stands out? I mean, I know you look forward to a lot of it, but what rises to the top for you?
Yeah, the Welcome Week worship service is always a really sweet, neat moment. And in some ways for us, because it's toward the very end of Welcome Week, it represents truly a full summer for us. And so that really is a neat, powerful moment, not just of watching students just come together and worship together and remind ourselves of that, of what life is really about, but also to watch that moment as they are truly finding their identity in being Baylor Bears and as part of the Baylor community, as they ultimately are grounding their identity in the Lord and being able to kind of see those things come together. So that's always a really sweet moment for us. Certainly the moment in Independence with Baylor Line Camp is a really powerful moment too. So even after seeing it many, many times, you know, dozens of times, I'm always struck by what a powerful moment it is for new students.
Talking to Dr. Nathan Shelburne from Baylor New Student Program. So you've got orientation in June. You've got Line Camp July, Welcome Week in August. So the big three, you know, all kind of come together quickly. What's the rest of the year look like?
So the fall in particular for us, we spend a lot of time unpacking and reviewing and evaluating, debriefing all the different components of the summer. So we spend a great deal of time internally having those conversations and going through processes to make sure we're kind of really diving into and unpacking all that has transpired throughout the summer, and then broadening that circle a little bit and inviting our partners into those conversations as well, and seeking to get good feedback and input from them. And then, you know, we typically have a couple of different assessment initiatives that have been going on throughout the summer, and so we're diving into that data throughout the fall as well. But one of the things that takes up a lot of our attention and focus in the fall is that we actually begin recruitment for next summer's leaders. And so that application process actually will open up very soon. And so we jump quickly into the next iteration, the next cycle. And so those students take a leadership class in the spring, and our team is we're the ones who design the syllabus and teach the class. And so that begins their leadership process and their training and development in the spring. We have a program in January that's for students who enter in the spring semester called Welcome Weekend. So it combines a lot of the elements of orientation and Welcome Week into one experience. Obviously a much smaller group, typically, you know, around 100 students or so who come to that program. But a neat opportunity within a more intimate setting to be able to kind of hit some of those same priorities. And then in the spring in particular, we are ramping up quickly for the programs. They come a lot faster than it seems like they should each year. But our reservation process typically opens in February, and so there's a lot of work to get that process ready and then to begin to welcome new students even through the communication that starts to go out at that point.
As we head in the final couple moments of the program, if there's someone listening who maybe has a potential student or who is considering Baylor, or just people who care about Baylor University and higher education in general, what would you like them to know to kind of summarize Baylor's heart for students as they come here and the way Baylor is trying to serve students as they come here to find success early on?
I'm really proud of the support and the care that Baylor extends to new students. So we get to be a part of that, but we are certainly not the whole of that. And it is truly a joy to be a part of an institution that cares so much about each and every student and that in many ways kind of front loads a lot of resources and support for students because Baylor recognizes how important those first few days are and those first few weeks. And so I mentioned earlier how neat it is to be part of a campus where we have so many partners who are excited to join in that effort. And we all see our work as continuing, you know, certainly as those students go throughout and beyond their Baylor experience, that we don't want to just be thinking about a successful first 6 weeks. We want to be thinking about who are these students going to be as they go out from Baylor and as they shine their light bright in whatever spheres they find themselves and whatever they choose to pursue, that starts from the moments that Baylor begins that relationship with them. And so it really is a privilege to be a part of a place that has that kind of long-term view of students, and that our hope is certainly much broader for them than just are they surviving all the little parts of the college experience, but we have a much broader view of students. And so I think that really is an exciting privilege to be part of that network and to be part of a place that has that type of vision of students.
That's great. Well, Nathan, thank you so much. And I hope now that Welcome Week is over and you're in September, I hope there was a day or two in there where you're able to rest and recalibrate before you start planning again for next year.
Indeed. It does come quickly, but we do. We try and take advantage of September in particular to make sure we exhale a little bit and celebrate what's gone really well.
That's good. Well, more important work ahead. Well, thank you very much for your time. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Same here. Appreciate it.
Dr. Nathan Shelburne, Director of New Student Programs at Baylor, our guest today on Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.